There was consideration while the robot's slow brain worked. Then,
"Yes, master."
"Good. Do you know what a mile is?" Another consideration, and another slow answer.
"Yes, master."
"We will take you up to the surface, then, and indicate a direction. You will go about 17 miles, and somewhere in that general region, you will meet another robot, smaller than yourself. You understand so far?"
"Yes, master."
"You will find this robot and order him to return. If he does not wish to, you are to bring him back by force." Donovan clutched at Powell's sleeve.
"Why not send him for the selenium direct?"
"Because I want Speedy back, nitwit. I want to find out what's wrong with him."
And to the robot, "All right, you, follow me." The robot remained motionless, and his voice rumbled.
"Pardon, master, but I cannot. You must mount first."
His clumsy arms had come together with a thwack, blunt fingers interlacing. Powell stared and then pinched at his mustache. Donovan's eyes bulged.
"We've got to ride him? Like a horse?"
"I guess that's the idea. I don't know why, though. I can't see..."
"Yes, I do.
I told you they were playing up robot safety in those days. Evidently, they were going to sell the notion of safety by not allowing them to move about without a mahout on their shoulders all the time. What do we do now?"
"That's what I've been thinking," muttered Donovan. "We can't go out on the surface, with a robot or without."
"Oh, for the love of Pete!"
And he snapped his fingers twice. He grew excited. "Give me that map you got. I haven't studied it for 2 hours for nothing.
This is a mining station. What's wrong with using the tunnels?"
The mining station was a black circle on the map, and the light dotted lines that were tunnels stretched out about it in spiderweb fashion.